Good afternoon. Happy Victoria Day. I hope everybody's having a lovely, lovely day, lovely afternoon. You're listening to CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia, which is abandoned and empty and quiet and still. My name's Andy Resto, and this show is on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m., and it's called The Burrow.
This is a crisis, I knew had to come, destroying the balance I'd kept, doubting, unsettling and turning around, wondering what will come next. Is this the role that you wanted to live? I was foolish to ask for so much. Without the protection and infancy's guard, it all falls apart at first touch. To a close, brutally taking its time. People who change for no reason at all, happening all of the time. Can I go on with this train of events, disturbing and purging my mind?
May 18th, 1980 was the day that Ian Curtis, frontman of Joy Division, passed away. That anniversary just happened last week, so I thought I would sneak in a Joy Division track to kick off the program for you this afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto, here every week. It's Passover by Joy Division. Outside of having one of, I don't know, in my rankings, the five best guitar solos of all time, if you even noticed that it was in there. It's also just a great song. And Joy Division, I don't know, I probably don't have enough to contribute to the overall lore conversation around Joy Division and Ian Curtis, except to say that it's a very important group for me personally and for thousands, possibly millions of others over the last 35 years or so, to come to an understanding with and to cope with, just listening to the music and trying to associate it with your surroundings. And this show wouldn't exist. How about that? This show would not exist if it weren't for Joy Division. Pretty much the vast majority of the activities I'm involved in, or that I attempt to have an interest in my day-to-day existence, I wouldn't care about or make that effort if it weren't for Joy Division. Probably the single greatest gateway band that I've ever listened to. And as I said, I would imagine that is a similar case for many, many folks in Manchester and beyond for the last 35 years or so. Passover is the third track on Closer, their second full LP that was released posthumously. Hokey Dokey. Going to stay in the same realm for now for this next set. I've got a certain ratio lined up. Manchester Mancunian contemporaries of JD. Song called Choir from an early record they released called The Graveyard. A certain ratio, of course, getting their name from the Brian Eno song off of Taking Tiger Mountain called The True Real. Looking for a certain ratio, someone must have left it underneath the carpet. We'll be right back.
my thoughts are just hotels full of other people's ideas. I did.
picked this up about a week or so ago. It's a record called Photodrame. It's a reissue put out by Sacred Bones Record of a group called Trope Tard, which is French for too late. That song was called La Mort Est Humaine. I'm not going to even try to put an accent on it, because it would just probably sound more ridiculous. So La Mort Est Humaine means something along the lines of death is human. Maybe to die is human. Who knows? They are maybe described as a French cold wave, term cold wave duo, pioneers from the early to mid 80s, very obscure group, but have recently had a bunch of their discography repressed and reissued, including this record Photodrame. Certain Ratio opened that up with song Choir off of their early release called The Graveyard from 1979, before they became a real kind of disco funky group. They're always very good. Certain Ratio, always great band, has some great albums, Sextet and whatnot. But I think this early kind of raw post-punk dark sound is really fitting. And Choir, amazing song, unbelievable chorus in the song Choir, when he's singing and suddenly his voice takes on this very high pitch and becomes indistinguishable. All right, you're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. With that, we shift.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca. Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Thank you.
Jesus was a dying bedmaker. Jesus is a dying bedmaker. By John Fahey. Very legendary, I guess you could say, American guitarist. Title always reminds me, or brings to my mind, which I think is very helpful to have good titles like this for instrumental songs, because it gets you into a certain mode while you're listening to it. So to have a creative title like Jesus is a Dying Bedmaker always brings to mind, for me personally, a story by Gustave Flaubert. It's a French author in the 19th century. Has a book called Three Tales, and then it's made up of three short stories. One of them being The Legend of Saint Julian the Hospitalier, which I don't remember the first half of it much. It's something, he's this well-to-do child and is destined for greatness, is supposed to be king or something, kills like a mouse and has this bloodlust after that, is fated to like kill his parents, eventually gets married and murders his wife when he finds another man in bed with her, something like that. But the second half of the story, he then leaves and goes into solitude and lives in this cabin to spend the rest of his days in repentance and whatnot, and lives on this river, and he ferries people across the river. One of the days, a leper, so this old man with leprosy, comes to the cabin, and they can't cross because it's the weather or something. And this old man starts asking for things from Julian, and first it's just some food, then it's some water, then it's some food, then it's a fire, then it's a blanket, and then it's his clothing. So he keeps demanding more and more of him, till eventually Julian is like naked and has given this man all of his clothing and everything and has bundled him up in a corner, and then he says, oh, I need the warmth from your body, and so he gives him his hand, and then kind of embraces him a little bit, and then he says, no, I need your whole body, I need your entire body. And they lock into this embrace that he just like curls up with this old leper, this man with leprosy, and then as he does that, the man has a transfiguration, and it is Christ in the flesh. Anyhow, Jesus Was a Dying Bedmaker by John Fahey. Marissa Nadler, another Sacred Bones artist, just put out her new record called Strangers. She's from Boston, Massachusetts. This song is called Katie, I Know, and you're hearing it on CHR 101.9 FM, The Borough.
you don't wanna hear it, I'm gonna let it run. Let it run. Stay away from that man if you don't wanna lose it, he's gonna run away. Run. Stay away from that place if you don't wanna need it. It's gonna fade away. Fade away.
Quick one from Sudbury, Ontario's Kate Mackey, M-A-K-I. New album she put out called Head in the Sand. It's pretty solid. I've been into music like this, I guess, recently. So a few local artists, Ora Kogan, Ashley Shadow, have put out some of my favorite local records of the year that are very similar. It's kind of minimal folk, but with like this dark tinge to it in the background, and I thought it fit well. The Kate Mackey song is just called Let It Run, with Katie I Know, the song from Marissa Nadler, who has her new album Strangers, just came out last week on Sacred Bones. The term that you we'll probably see associated with Marissa Nadler most often is melancholy. I think it's the right adjective. It's got a voice that expresses the most profound melancholy, melancholia. Got a long one next from Montreal's Nenin, which is the project of a woman named Amy McDonald. This song is called 4.5, and it's on her new record, Two Mountains. You're hearing it on CITR 101.9 FM, a program called The Burrow.
Thank you.
listening to a song called Four and a Half by Nenin out of Montreal from her new album Two Mountains. I'm gonna let the rest of this tail out. Then on the other side of some messages, we will hear a new project of Haley Four, who is Circuit des Yeux, from Indiana, or from Chicago now. A project that is going under the pseudonym of Jackie Lynn, a song called Bright Lights. Tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
take it to the streets. Find strength in all that's weak. Like a white city dove, I'll know skyscraper love.
Distinctive vocal performance of Haley Four, better known as Circuit des Yeux, but now, at least for this project, known as Jackie Lynn. Self-titled record out on Thrill Jockey, just released, that was called Bright Lights. Going more of a lot more electronics on the album, drum machines and whatnot. Which may make it sound a bit poppier than, for example, her record In Plain Speech. However, it seems to be a push to embrace some sort of nostalgia for Americana more so than in her music previously. So, odd contradictions in the record, but it's a pretty interesting, nice project. You've been listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Got two last noisy, odd sounds to end the show this week. The first being from an experimental improvisational group from New York that are called Ghosts of the Holy Ghost Spermic Brotherhood. Yes, that's spermic, as in sperm. There are pink sperm on a black background on the cover. It's wild and very good. Very good music. It's all instrumental. It's wacky and it's loud, interesting, jarring. But somewhat trivialized by the group's name and then also the concept of this CD or this album. It's called Four, F-O-R. And then every track is called Four and then someone's name, but it's all pop stars or famous Hollywood icons. So I'm going to play a song called Four KDP. Then there's like Four Justin B, Four Lady G, Four Kanye W, Four Taylor S. So it's a bit odd, and I think it would make some people turn away and not give it a fair shot. If you knew nothing about the group, you certainly wouldn't be expecting this. there you have it. That was Ghosts of the Holy Ghost Spermic Brotherhood with 4KDP. Was going to close out the show with Paulo J. Ferreira Lopes, who's an artist from Montreal and helps run a label along with his partner, Carolyn LeBlanc, called Atrito Effeto out of Montreal. Lots of experimental noise music, electronic-based or neoclassical, in a sense. I played the new Carolyn LeBlanc release last week called Velvet Oddities, which are all these strange piano pieces. However, the disc that I brought in, Paulo J. Ferreira Lopes has a record called Fees, F-E-E-Z-E. Disc is not reading. And so, we might have it here yet. If it just took ages. Anyhow, the other thing that I've got lined up, if we can't get it to work here, is Eschatons, which is a group from Vancouver that are going to be playing art rock tomorrow night. Yes, it is already Tuesday tomorrow. Getting lost because of the holiday. Anyhow, art rock tomorrow night, Eschatons, along with Eileen Bryant and group N213 group Vision. So that should be good as usual. I'm going to try to get this Paulo J. Ferreira Lopes track, and it looks like Jade is not going to be here this week. So regardless of if I get the track to play or not, which it looks like I'm going to be able to, it's going to be the title track called Fees, F-E-E-Z-E. I'll still get Eschatons on afterwards anyhow, because they deserve it. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening. And tune in. Just wacky sounds all day, every day here from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia.